Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, world? It's your girl, Diva FBD, and you are now tuned in live to Mommy Mom, the most bangin'est show for nothing but positive women. Mommy's making moves on today. I got a great show for you guys today. I want to be sharing some resources for all the mothers out there, whether married or single, how to add to your income on today. And also, we're going to be talking about that preparation as well. We also got some hot mess news that we're going to be talking about today. I know you guys seen it all on Facebook and on Twitter and all over the world, but we're going to get into this topic of the Texas woman that was accused of faking death and killing her fiance's two-year-old little girl. So I want you guys to call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuned in, listening on their phones, on their iPads, their laptops, their computers. I appreciate that. And I want to give a special shout out to my brother Corey Brinson. I'm so glad that you have touched down and we got so much work to do. So kiss, kiss to my brother, kiss, kiss to T, and kiss, kiss to everybody that's supporting right now. We're going to get into some hot music right now with Mary J. Blige. Y'all hear it in the background. Feel good. All women should feel good.
I feel too damn good.
Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. That's www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. And friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Let's get into a little hot music by Mary J. Blige. Feel good. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's watching, 'cause that's what we're here for. I feel good.
damn good.
I'm feeling too damn good up in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. And it's the Mommy Mom Show, man. We definitely get interns up. Big shout out to all the mothers out there, all the single mothers, all the married mothers, all the grandmothers, all the godmothers, all the great-grandmothers, mothers, period. Big shout out to you guys. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Now, I got a special guest that's going to come in the house with us today. And, of course, Mommy Moms, we love all our guests that come through. But I want y'all to give a big salute to my special guest. Better greet you. Greece, what's going on? Welcome to Mommy Moms.
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me good?
I can hear you. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'll just make sure.
Good. I mean, we
okay,
clear.
Yeah.
We ready to go. It's February.
Cool.
It's February the 4th. Man, it's the Love Month, Black History Month. 16 more days into Diva Day. I mean, this is a really, really great month, and, you know, you've been doing a lot of great things, too. Tell me what's going on. It's been a while, but you've been seriously working hard, Grease.
Man, first off, let me do it the correct way. Give a shout out to the big man upstairs for making everything possible for me to do anyway. And shout out to everybody that tunes in faithfully to the Diva Show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all having me today. But man, just really for real, everything's been good, man. I've been doing a lot. I'm trying to get more into community type stuff. That's my main focus this year, is really trying to give back to the youth and show them that not all musicians or artists are just your typical artists that just turn up all the time, you know. So I got a couple of I actually got a mixtape coming up that we're about to put out called Brick. That's basically unifying everybody back here in St. Louis. It's gonna be featuring everybody. We call it the Brick because you know, they say you gotta build a foundation brick by brick. So every brick is gonna have a it's going to have a different artist on there, and different types of artists, different producers, all that type of stuff, so everybody can show some love, and everybody had a chance to say that they had a brick that they used to get us back where we need to be.
Nice. So we got to have you guys come on the front line. That would definitely be what's up. You just make the call to Diva, and we would definitely would love to have the exclusive on Frontline Fridays with you and all the artists that's on that mixtape. That's really dope that you guys are having the call to Brick.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's something I came up with toward the end of last year. I was talking to my people and I told them, I was like, man, I got this idea that I want to do, man. I was like, you know, I want to have five people on it, and I'm gonna do five this time, and then the next brick I'm gonna have five female MCs from the Lou on there, so people can hear them. Then I'm gonna have five R&B singers on there doing features, and then I'm gonna have five different producers on. I'm gonna call it the Brick, and we're gonna put these bricks out, and everybody gonna be anticipating them. You know, we gonna show we got unity. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, man, I'm with it. You know, and it's a beautiful thing, man. For real.
Speaking of unity, and the mothers out there, I want to say I'm so proud of my network online and my network offline with the women that I have been networking with. I'm so proud of you guys. Denaya Zora Azimes, you know, Kimberly Ram, Alicia Carter, Gwen Moores. I mean, all of these people. Big shout out to the Washington Women Empowerment Sentiment over here, too. Diva will be speaking, giving a motivational speaking and sharing her success story there next Tuesday. So that's going to be a really big move, and meeting with the director. Big shout out to Mrs. Johnson. But women, we need to realize that we are success stories. You should be sharing your success story. I think we sometimes look at all the hardship that we went through and all the pain that we have went through as mothers, single mothers, marriages, divorce, breaks up, or whatever. You know, we have a tendency to think that we don't have value. If you have overcome anything in your life, and especially if you have had a baby, I mean, that's a success story within itself. but you should be sharing your success. You should be sharing your wisdom. As we grow older, we get more wisdom. So, ladies, I want to encourage you guys to share the wisdom. Every woman out here is not ratchet. You know,
exactly.
We got this whole term. It's a lot of working queens out here. It's a lot of business owners. I'm one of them business owners. It's still good women out here. I'm one of them.
Exactly.
I was talking to thank you. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she was feeling some type of way about her breakup. She just got a relationship, and, you know, of course, she hurt behind it. Anytime you lose something, anytime something you break up, you go through emotions. And that's okay,
right.
But you got to realize that person was in the way of the person that's going to treat you the way that you need to be treated.
That's right.
Let's think about this.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to make an executive decision to leave those people out, to leave those people alone that's in your life that does not add anything to it. You've been with them plus years. They're supposed to be helping you, and especially if you're in business, they're supposed to be making you better. But don't,
right.
Women, I want to say this. Women, stop, and I did this. Please, let's stop harboring pain. Stop holding on to that pain. Stop holding on to what he lied to you, he cheated on you, he did this and this and that, so forth. Let me tell you something about men and women that I come to realize, and Grease, you're going to laugh about this. Since the beginning of time, women have been choosing and men have been belling out on chicks. Let me show you how I know this.
Oh, man, I got
Peep
it.
Game.
I got it.
Peep game. Now, Adam and Eve was in the garden, right?
Okay.
They partake of the fruit that God told them not to. Now, mind you, Adam was supposed to have been watching Eve. Okay, God made Eve for Adam because he wasn't satisfied with all the other billions and beautiful things that God had blessed him with. So Eve got the apple from the serpent and she ate it. And then she turned to Adam and gave him some. She wasn't in the garden on the west side and left and went to the east side and said, Adam, look, I got this apple. No, she turned to him. He was right there. He watched her.
Okay.
He watched this whole thing come down, and he partaked it. Now, remind you, he's supposed to be watching out for us. So they both ate the apple. Now, they're in the garden. Now, they're hiding because they hear big homie coming. They hear God coming.
Right.
They're hiding
because
now they realize that they're naked. And God said to Adam, he said, Adam, why are you hiding? And he said, because I'm naked. And God said, well, who told you you was naked? And the first thing that came out of Adam's mouth was, that woman that you sent me. He came.
Oh,
if you don't believe me, the scripture right there is in Genesis 3, verse 8.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
The first thing out of Adam's mouth said is, that woman you sent me. Now, only thing he kicked Eve's ass up under the bus, he blamed God for giving him Eve. That's how you know.
Wait a minute.
So, dude.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Look, I gotta say something for the fellas here. Hold on. First off, let me say this. I need all women to realize, when I'm pretty sure Diva will be nice enough to let me come back on here. Anytime I come on here, I'm never going to lie to y'all. I'm going to keep it 1,000 all the time.
Yep.
And I'm telling you right now that what women need to realize, if you totally want to be successful, I need you all to realize that you all are the most precious item, most precious person, most precious valued anything that the world has to offer. You might think that it's oil, you might think that it's money, you might think that it's any other kind of good, but it is a woman. The reason I say that is because Diva said that Adam threw her under the bus, and I'm not going to disagree with her totally with that, but what she has to understand is that the reason that Adam could not say anything to Eve when she grabbed the fruit and she was partaking in it is because what a lot of women don't understand is a lot of men have problems verbally expressing how they feel and their emotions and their thoughts. That's why you get into it with a lot of men, they tend to use curse words or they tend to shut down because their verbiage is limited. At that point in time, Adam was so infatuated with everything that was going on. It might have been the silhouette of her body. It might have been just the ambiance of her just doing whatever she was doing. He could not speak upon her actions. Did he panic when God called him out? Yes, he did. A lot of men are not born to be kings as fast as they need to be. Some are. So he did make a mistake. I will never disagree with that. But with all that being said, men are supposed to lead. He did not lead at that time, and that's why she got a chance to partake in that apple. And we ain't even going to throw in the fact that the devil had a little bit to do with that, too. But anyway, but that was the whole gist of that. So you, I can't
but
let you just throw us under the bus totally.
I'm not trying to throw you all up under the bus. I'm just stating what happened. Adam, let me go to Eve before I get to Adam. Because Eve had a part in playing with this, too, okay?
Yes, I mean, he did tell her that they weren't supposed to eat it.
Yeah, chicks, let me tell y'all something. The men that's going through it, too, that they didn't find out they chicks and cheated on them or they didn't broke up or whatever, let me tell you something. Women been choosing since the beginning of time. We've been choosing. See? And that shows you right there when she was in the garden. She had paradise. She had everything. All those billions of trees in the garden, God said, don't mess with that one. And she went and did. She didn't go. And she let a serpent, somebody that she didn't even know, come and trick her and get in her ear and say, you know what? You should be able to have that apple. God just don't want you to know. You know, don't want you to have the same power that he has. He don't want you to see what we see. You know,
okay.
you should be able to have this right. And that's the same
right.
thing with brown man from the flip floor come getting in your ear. It's always
right.
another man saying, Mike,
you
deserve better. You know, Mike, you deserve better. You shouldn't be treated like that. Oh, he should be doing this, and that, and so forth. And you let brother man get in your ear. But if you knew your own value before, couldn't nobody get in your ear from the beginning?
That's true.
So I'm going to tell you that you're being cocky, but women, we got to know our own value. If some dude tell you, baby, you the bomb, I know I'm the bomb. Yes, I am. I'm not trying to be cocky, but I love me. I love me enough to know that you add to what I got.
Okay.
But then
here
he comes. You know, it's not that I'm saying that you can't do anything for me or that you ain't got nothing for me. It's that you're adding to my pot just as well as I'm adding to your pot. You will upgrade. But if you decide to take your spices out of the pot, it's cool because I'm still eating. And with everything that happened with Adam and Eve, peak game, God laid down a law on Eve. I'm going to talk about Eve. He laid down a law and he said, first of all, he said, woman, what have you done? That's the first thing the Lord said. He said, girl, what did you do? You done jacked it up. But then he said, because you disobeyed, and this is what it's saying in duties work through the Bible, King James Version. He said, because you have disobeyed, you are going to bear pain, bringing forth a child, and not only that, the man will rule over you for every day of your life. Since the beginning of time, it has been taught to us to men and women that the man rules over the woman, rules over the family.
I mean, you might want to be careful when you say that because, you know, some people, they get offended when you say that.
They should. But if you're going to get offended, listen, it may say that he ruled over you, but it ain't necessarily mean that it's true. If you take that into account, we equal, baby. It may say it's equal. And not to mention, let me even throw this out, because the whole Bible and Jesus, and don't get me wrong, I respect the Bible. I love the Lord. You know, I was raised up as a Christian. But coming into my wisdom, before we get into a music break, but coming into my wisdom as an African woman and as a, you know, Mother Earth, I've been doing research. I come to realize that this story in the Bible and these teachers in the Bible, that was European culture. That's a European message. That was something that was forced upon my ancestors. This is not my native language. And if you take a look at the movie Kunta Kinte, he said, what's your name? He said, Kunta. Kunta. And then he hit him. He said, no, your name is Toby. He
True.
Was forcing, he was forcing a name, a culture, a language on him that wasn't his. See, Kunta rebelled to it because he said, no, this is not, that's not my name. So my mind is waking up as an African-American woman. I have nothing against the Bible. I have nothing against spirituality. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. Religion controls people. And that's what it was designed for from the beginning of time. Religion separates and it controls. And that's just basically what it do. We're going to get more into this thing. I got the degrees up in this thing. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard and jump into our chat room. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room. Jamie, I see you. I see everybody over in the chat room. I love that. I love that. Y'all jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Let's get into the JC. Can't knock the hustle, baby.
Ah, see. Okay, okay. All right, big man. You want to make some big bucks, huh? Let's see how tough you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame. You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday. New guys. They said they got 2 keys for us, for openers. Pure cocaine. You telling capiche? I want you to go over there, and if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that, you make $5,000. Meet at the bodegas, noon Friday. You get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, receipt. Jeez, he's gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rabbit gets fucked.
Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather froze. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping 3. Deuce fever, IS's, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the Lex Luger, tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter, niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming, through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. 6 digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. You can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are?
Bam.
Maybe one
Bam.
Day you'll be
Bam. 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 Last scene out of state where I dropped my sling. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching 4 lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, track. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got extensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wines and spit vents and slows. But y'all know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cause you can't knock the hustle.
But until the late day, I'm the one who's crazy. Cause that's the way you're making me feel.
You can't knock the hustle. Y'all niggas lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew. Something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew, I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Water off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga See me, got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, served like Sanford's, play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra, son, you're too eager, you ain't having it, good, me either, let's get together and make this whole world believe it's time, at my arraignment, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment, until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even. Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I'm back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and welcome to Mommy Mobs each and every, well, of course, it's on Monday. I know it's Tuesday, but it's Diva. I could do what I wanted to. But y'all check us out each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. I got my special guest, Gutta Greens is up in this thing, and we are definitely about to get in on this hot mess ass news. Now, I've seen this, and big shout out to Kawhi, because he had posted this story on Facebook like a week or two ago. When I seen it, I said, I'm going to go in. So, I want to talk about this story. And it's a Texas woman accused of faking rape, killing her fiance's two-year-old daughter. Now, this is some hot mess, and it's, the story gets crazy, so you guys, this might, if you want to get the story, and if you want to read more details about the story, go to www.examiner.com. Again, that's www.examiner.com, and check out the details of the story. It actually happened January the 29th, so there's a couple of different stories that was put out in more details, but make sure you do the research, you guys, on this story. And I'm going to bring it up right now because I want to read the full story of what they give it. Gutta Greens, when you first see it, when I posted it on Facebook, what was the first thing that came to your mind? Hold on, let me make sure I got Greens' mic open. I think you got me on mute, Greens. A big shout out to Nas. A big shout out to Amy Winehouse. Rest in peace to Amy Winehouse.
Okay,
I love that song, Cherry Wine. There you go.
Okay, there I go. Okay, my bad. Yeah, I did have you on mute. when I first saw that, I was just like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, I'm appalled every day when I see news like that, because I just remember a time when life itself was just valued so much more than what it is now. It's just sad, man.
That's why I put on Facebook a couple of days, you know, mothers, don't be so selfish. You know, don't just dump your kids off. And parents, I can't just speak to just mothers right now. I have to speak to parents. Don't be just so selfish that you don't want to be bothered with your kids and just dumping your kids off. I made a decision to run my business full time. And I just had my little baby queen. She's 2 months. And I made a decision in my third month of my pregnancy that I was going to stay home and run the business from home and be a full-time mother and be a full-time business owner. I did not want to send my child. And for those who have to send their kids to child care and whatnot, I can definitely understand that. You know, for single mothers and whatnot, I can understand that. I'm a single mother. But I did not want to put my child out there, any child care, any daycare, so let alone have somebody come into my home to watch my child, because there's too much madness going on. And this is a prime example. Let's get into the story right here. It says Plano, Texas woman, Melinda Nunez, or Nunez, 25, has been charged with capital murder and the death of her fiancé's 2-year-old daughter, Grace Lillian Ford. According to January 29, 2014, the NBC DFW reported, police arrested Nunez on January the 28th after finding evidence that contradicted her story had been she had been attacked at home with Grace on January the 9th and sexually assaulted. According to the Huffman Times, Nunez called her fiance, Grace's father, telling him she had been attacked. When he arrived at the home, he found her with her hands pulled, with her pants pulled down and her mouth taped shut. What the hell, she called somebody? Okay, let me finish the story before I go in. Y'all bear with me, because I... The plot, the post notes, Grace's father found his toddler daughter in her crib with tape over her mouth. NBC reports an affidavit indicates police found Grace unconscious lying face down in her crib, not noting her mouth had been covered with duct tape. Although she was still alive at the time, she died 3 days later at Children's Medical Center in Dallas. The medical examiner ruled that the child's death a homicide. According to the NBC, lab results show Nunez had not been sexually assaulted. Grace's father told police that on that day of the incident, he and Nunez had argued and he had planned to break up with her. According to the Post, during the investigation, police recovered civilians' video from the local Dollar Tree store in which Nunez, with Grace in tow, is seen buying items such claims the intruder had used during the alleged attack. She had a cotton swab, such as cotton swabs, kitchen shears, and zip ties. Nunez is behind bars at the Collin County Jail, held on $1 million bail. I want y'all to call in. Yeah, I want y'all to call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And I'm going to try to control myself. And if ladies, if you got the kids, listen, right, don't you put the kids up. I'm just going to give fair warning. You may want to call in, because the kids don't need to hear this right now. Because Diva is definitely throwing some kind of way, and I'm going to try to conduct myself as much as possible. But here's my thing. How you, first of all, they're going to be in jail. You catch them. In the county, in prison, you are catching it. You are the worst.com. You get into, I would never harm a child. That's one. This man trusted you with his 2-year-old daughter. Y'all probably been in a relationship long enough for him to trust you with his 2-year-old daughter. That is a life. And you took her life. You took the baby with you to go get this stuff. It's a fake. You plot. I want to choke her out. Breathe.
That's rough. And I'm going to say it's rough because for the simple fact, I don't have any children right now, and I'm a good man, and that's something that I look forward to is being able to produce a child one day with the woman that God sends me. And for all of those women out there, and I have some in my family who they have altercations to where they cannot have children. It's just really sad, you know. If you ever get to the point, I used to hear women and adults say this when I was a kid. If you ever get to the point to where you don't want a child, the best thing that you can do is try to give it up for adoption, or seek a family member or a friend, or even look up some of these groups for these women that want to have kids and they can't. You know, you want to try to not imprison your child with your ignorance and your insecurities. Like, that's horrible, you know. And even on what you preach on, Diva, like, you should never, and I had to learn this myself this week because I've been going through, you should never ever, 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 this is for women and men, you should never let somebody else have that much power over you to let you make, to make you make decisions like that. Ever in life. I mean, ever. I mean, women, you should never let a man make you that upset to where he has that much control over you. He just shouldn't. You know, I can't sit here and fathom what was going through her mind. The sad thing about it, Diva, is the fact that they have her on surveillance footage lets me know that this was premeditated. That's the saddest thing about it. You know, that's what put it over the top. Like, you sat up here and you thought about going over here to go do this, and you took her with you. It's uncanny. It's horrible. You know, and
it's very. It's very selfish, and that's what I've come to realize with people. Emotional and selfless people. It's very selfish because you hurt and in pain, you want somebody else to be hurt and in pain with you, and that's what we gotta realize. We gotta look at this for ourselves. You guys, you know, people who are going through turmoil and who got emotional problems and who have issues and whatnot, best believe they want to hurt you. Hurt people hurt other people. And I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are hurt, people who are hurt, go and hurt other people. And you gotta take your time out to get to know people, ask them questions, because we get into these relationships and we get into these marriages out of selfishness because of what we want, and not thinking about what's gonna happen to the kids or what's gonna happen to you. Did you even ask your child how they felt about this person moving into their kingdom?
Right.
Did you sit down with your child and ask them? Did you sit down and even talk? Because I know, you know, for a lot of females, and, you know, like, I don't want that person. I don't want her around my child. I don't want him around my child. I don't know him, this, and this, and that. Well, this Diva is so 1,000, I'll sit y'all down and have dinner. I love Applebee's. Come on. You come on, baby daddy. Come on, new boo, and it's just us three. And the reason why I got y'all together, because it's been maybe a year. You know, and I'm thinking about getting serious with this person, and we serious about each other, but I want to sit y'all down, because I'm sitting y'all down first so y'all can get to know each other and ask all the questions that y'all want to. Get it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest. Because
mm-hmm.
the next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to bring my children into it. I have an 11-year-old son, and I have a 2-month-old daughter. It is my job. It is my responsibility as a mother to make sure the people that I'm bringing into my kingdom is legit, and I'm asking for a background check.
Right.
You're damn right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody
should have that mentality.
Check.
Yeah. Everyone should have that mentality.
But these are the things. These are things that don't come up in conversation. You know, somebody asking you for a background check, or somebody asking you for a HIV test. And you know, even when me and my daughter's father was together, before we started taking it there, I was like, you know, I want to get an HIV test. Let's go and get an HIV test. I did it because I wanted to see how he responds, and we did. We went and known our status. I didn't just take his word. We got to stop taking people's word. And I did a background check on him. He didn't know
I'm telling you right now, Diva, right now, anybody out there, if you feel like that's wrong, if somebody asks you to do that, something's wrong. Like, if a female asked me that, I would be like, okay, that's fine. Because for the simple fact that what's the key thing that everybody says? You can't love somebody until you love yourself. That goes for
mm-hmm.
everybody. And if that person don't love themselves enough to, even if they don't want to be open enough with you to go, well, I ain't never went to get one. If they don't love themselves enough to be like, you know what, I'm going to go get one because I need to get one anyway, then that's
mm-hmm.
a problem. Like, that's a whole other conversation right there. That's one of those things called signs that people like to negate and act like they never saw. But, yeah.
Let's pay attention to let's pay attention to the red flags. And, you know, what you just inspired me to do is show on that. I want to get some feedback from the chat room from Jamie. Jamie says, anyone that harms a child in any type of way, especially taking their lives, does not deserve to continue living. They deserve jail. They deserve what they did to that baby or worse. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. If that was my baby, even jail wouldn't be able to save her. And then she says, I don't see how anyone can harm any child, nor a matter of child, no matter what kind of harm it is. And I totally agree with you. And, you know, if we bring back the death penalty, then people might be a little bit more shook. But I believe if people, the crimes that people commit, it should happen to them. If you rape somebody, you molest somebody, you should be molested. You know, if you kill somebody, you kill my dog, I shoot your cat eye for eye. You know, it may sound barbaric, but the thing about it is our kids are being left and exposed. You know, they're being exposed. And getting back to the story about this woman killing the 2-year-old daughter, duct tape her with her face down in the crib. You held this baby on your hip. It this hurt. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
okay. You held this baby on your hip. You took her to the dollar store, and you basically got the murder weapon. You can't put her face down in her crib. You know, I mean, he probably didn't see this coming. But get into an argument. Here's one thing that I'm not going to do, and I refuse to do. I'm not going to argue with you. That's just not it. You wait till we get home, and I can talk to you. We can sit down and we can talk to each other. And I used to say this all the time, is this bigger than us?
Right.
Even, you know, all my exes love me. All my ex relationships, all of them still love me because I didn't leave out the relationship. It wasn't a F you. I said, listen, I'm making an executive decision. There's things that I want for me, and there's things that you want for you, and there's no need for us to continue going on this way. I don't want to hate you, and I don't want you to hate me, but I love you enough to leave you. That was just how it went.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I love you enough, and I love me enough to leave you. Ain't no need for me to keep trying to turn these wheels. You like peanut butter, and I like jelly. That's just it.
If you tell me that, I don't know if I could take that well. Like that would hurt me.
I mean, but it's over the course of time. I'm the type of person. I mean, that's why would it hurt though? If I tell you that, why would it hurt?
Why would it hurt? So funny you say that. That would hurt because it really would depend. Like if I was in love with you, let's just say like if we was together for like 5 years or something like that, and I was in love with you and you said that, it would destroy me because I'm going to say this, I'm a little different from most guys. I go a little deeper with things. Like, I would be hurt because I would feel like I'm losing my best friend because we've been together so long and you know everything about me. You know what I'm saying? You know everything about me. Like, I almost feel like when you get that kind of bond with a woman, like, you don't even have a shadow no more. Because she's just so bright around you. Everything is just light. You know, so if you were to say that to me, it's kind of hard because my initial response would be, I need to figure out what's wrong. I need to fix this. And it's kind of sad because sometimes when you do that, some women, they view a man weak when he tries to rescue and keep that from happening. And some men don't, you know what I'm saying, they get in that hole. Oh, I ain't going to say nothing, whatever. She going to come back. But I'm just saying, for me, though, if you would have said that, Diva, I probably would have threw some Black Street on or something and been like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. what are you talking about?
But here's the thing. For Diva to break up with you, this is not – I've always been in long-term relationships. So for me to break up with you – that means I have done everything in power to make sure to work it out, to talk to you. The only deal breaker, you know, that I have been through is just cheating. Why you want to cheat on me? Why you want to lie to me? That's For it's not just about the other woman. It's just the fact that you putting me in danger. You putting me in danger because you are developing, you know, this one. I don't know what type of feelings this woman has for you. On the other end, you live in a double life. She might be crazy, you know, and she might want to come and just basically shoot me because she want to have you to, you know, herself. Or she could have something. You could be bringing some type of STD back to me. You know, and,
right.
and even if you're cheating on me and you're stepping out of this relationship, for me, love is part-time, full-time, all 1,000%. That's just point blank,
right.
period. If you want to, if you give somebody else my job, or, you know, that means that if you got too many slots open in your company, that's what I'm saying, that's what I said to him. I said, you got too many positions open in your company, baby. There's only a CEO and you it's the CEO and then, you know, it's the head chairman. You can't have two chairmen. You can't have two people on the top boards. Either I'm riding with you, and if you want somebody else to do it, if you're not happy with my job, I'm going to put in my resignation. And marry at the end of the day. I'm not trying to be your girlfriend for the rest of my life. I'm about to be 32 years old. I'm not a girlfriend. I don't even know how to be a girlfriend. I'm a wife. I'm a queen. See, there's certain things that I'm accustomed to. So, you know, I can't be mad at you because you didn't shuffle the deck. First you came out of king. You didn't shuffle the deck a couple years later. Now you a joker. That's not my fault.
Oh, my God. I'm not even trying. Look. I don't want to.
I mean, people change. Here's the thing.
I feel you.
People change, Grease, and you have to just, you don't have to accept it, but you can respect it and move on with your life. I am still very, very young. There is no need for me to be, and nobody should be sitting in a dead relationship and where the person is not trying to hold you down the way that you holding them down.
So let me ask you this then. You know, you always giving that perspective from y'all view. Let me ask you this. So what if the guy was holding you down? What if the guy was holding you down, Diva? What if you were insecure? What if you stepped out a couple of times and he still let you back? And I'm not even gonna give like a certain example. Let's just say that you stepped out one time, and the severity of the way that you stepped out was just so crucial that any other person probably would have been like, I'm done. But he still let you back in, and then years down the road, then you decide that you want to pull the plug.
Wow. That's selfish. And even on top of that, I probably would be faced with some guilt of what I did to him. And that's probably why I needed to pull the plug, because the guilt was, you know, eating me up alive. And you got to come to some type of acceptance. I don't want to necessarily just find a man that's going to take me back out there. I cheated on him. I don't want to. I've never been the cheater. I've always been the one to get cheated on. But a man that would accept you back after you have stepped out and you have stepped out of the kingdom and use your temple in a foul way with another person, and he accepts you back. Listen, I would love my man. I would make him my husband because he forgave me, because he accepted me, and I would ride with him until the very end. To the very end, he would not have to want for anything because of his forgiveness, because of the way that he loved me. He has the fruit of the spirit. He bared that pain. But he still look at me with light in his eyes. He would not have to worry about anything, especially when it comes to his other half. I would build that man up. I would make it my business to build that man up. He will never really have to worry about nothing, especially when it comes to security in our relationship and love. But some people, that insecurity, and we have to pay attention when people got insecure, they got issues. They got underlying issues that they have to deal with. It's not necessarily our stuff. It's they stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to check our own behavior. And that's what this guy should have checked with the girl that killed his baby. You got to check the part that you play in your own hurt.
Right.
You know this person got insecurity issues. You know this person is known for stepping. You know that person was stepped out, was cheating on you. So there's no need to be surprised if they do it again. But you got to say to yourself, you got to take some inventory within you and say, do I really deserve this? And do I really want to get back in this position? And if I do, I need to be able to realize that I may get hurt again. And am I ready for that again? But what?
Right.
Man, listen, if I find a man like that, you let me know about a man like that. Me and him need to start talking and building the friendship. Because a man like that is a good man. Shit. Let him know, Diva, look, I'm on the spot on the ground, baby. Tell him to at me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, Instagram me on Instagram. He can text me. Listen, we can build a foundation. Because, I need to get me a little sip on my... Let me read what Jamie said in the chat room, and then I'm going to throw it back to you. It says, what he just said pretty much describes a lot of my ex-marriages. That was kind of crazy. Jamie said, found out he was cheating a lot and kept letting him back in like an idiot. Then he pulls what he did, and he just bounced. It didn't necessarily make you an idiot. See, here's the thing, and I want to say this to people that accept people back who have lied, hurt them, had babies on them, and all of this. It doesn't necessarily make you an idiot. That does not make you stupid. It's actually a great move. It shows characteristics. You gave forgiveness. That actually just shows that you have a lot more value to forgive somebody and accept them and love them in spite of. That makes them an idiot for cheating on you and not respecting you. I wanted to read this, and wait, I'm going to get to you, Greaves, because I got some stuff that I got a letter from my ex, not my child's father, but the ex before him, and he wrote me a letter. And this will show you years later how people come to realize when they lost a good thing. But, Greaves, I'm going to throw it over to you real fast.
I'm gonna share a little something with y'all. It's so funny that Diva said what she said, and I'm gonna speak to Jamie when I say this. Jamie, don't ever, like Diva said, don't ever feel like you're dumb. Don't ever feel foolish or anything like that when you're in a situation like that. I can tell you myself that I am the type of man where I take pride in being a man, and that's something that a lot of women need to realize is that, like Diva says, you have kings and you have princes and you have jesters. And when you're growing up a male, I had a strong father, had a stronger father. My grandfather, I was fearful of my grandfather more than my father. And things that they installed in me were respect, hard work, and your word. And when you find a man like that, you will know it. Because for one, it'll never be a moment where he won't make you feel like you're the only person in the world. So with that being said, because see, I'm very given. Every woman that I've ever let into my life, I've treated them like a queen. Any one of them. I got the okay from my mom because I love my mom to death. She's my best friend. You know, they got to sit down. Not only did they get to sit down and meet my mom, but we prepared meals together. We. Not just my mom. We. Because, see, I want you to learn some of the stuff from my mom so you can really get this whole wholesome feeling. That man that you were with, Jamie, he was not the correct king for you. You know, a lot of men are very, very afraid to be a man. You know, when you're a man, you basically step up to the plate and you say, I have shoulders to carry, I have a breastplate of protection, and I have a strong back to conquer. And those are not easy things to step up and want to take on because you always have to be not only a rock, but you have to be a mountain. The only thing that they say can move mountains is God himself, which means you have to fear God and love God. I'm a God-fearing man. I love God. But if you put anything else in front of me, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to shake me unless I want to move. Mm-hmm. So you, when you have to find, I don't want to say you have to find, Jamie, that type of man will find you. Because trust me, we look for good women. We look for queens. We really do. We look for queens. We might come battle-tested and scarred up, but trust me, we look for queens. You just have to be patient and content enough within yourself to know that you're precious, to know that you are the most beautiful person in the world every day. When you sleep, when you wake, when you work, when you walk, when you drive, you are the most beautiful thing in the world. And one day, somebody is going to get you to the point to where when you cry, you don't even feel the tears rolling down your cheek. Because it's going to be that beautiful to you. But I don't want to ramble. So.
What?
But,
hey.
But, that's, I don't want to ramble. See, that's how I feel. People don't understand. I'm not afraid. I'm a very emotional man. I'm very emotional. I'm a Virgo. And when I hear about mm-hmm. women talk about things they've been through, and men that have hurt them, it angers me because I love to love. I love to do everything.
Yeah,
I don't do the things I try to tell people, Diva, like a lot of women, you guys fall in love with what society and the TV projects as to what is
yep.
supposed to be real love.
Yep.
And when you all go seek that and you can't find it, then you feel like there's no such thing. Love doesn't exist. But that's not the truth, though. That's not the truth. See,
love
when you really find something, you find somebody that really loves you, Diva, they don't make you feel like you the best thing in the world of them when y'all just friends.
Exactly. And y'all just friends, and that energy, your energy, it bounces off of each other. And then knowing as a woman, we got to know where we are in life. I'm a mother. I'm a single mother of two. So just having a friend is great, somebody I can build with, somebody I can get to know and trust. But then at the end of the day, I want to be able to have a man that not only loves and adores me, but loves and adores my children. See, we got to pay attention to this. And that takes time. It takes
mm-hmm.
time to invest. Ladies, enjoy being courted. Courtship. Enjoy it. Take your time. I ain't saying that you got to go on a different date with a different guy every night, every weekend. It's nice to just have a friend that y'all can talk with. And a man that pray with you, man, that's the most beautiful thing. If y'all can pray together and talk about positive things and encourage them.
Oh, man.
I think that is the most beautiful thing. We ain't got to talk about Beyonce butt, and we ain't talking about Flavor Flav lips. We talking about the love of God, the spirit of God. Like, y'all can sit
Man.
Down and talk and go scripture to scripture, regardless of, you know, what type of life y'all doing. It, we're just encouraging each other to get back. Because, you know, the
yep.
first thing you want is a friend. You want a friend
yes.
first. I want to be able
yes.
to have a man. I want, instead of trying to make a man my husband, I want God to make a man out of him first. He can't
exactly.
be my husband unless God has made a man out of him. I want a husband that loves God more than he loves me. This
exactly.
is very important to me. He has to love God more. He cannot put me in anything else before Father God, because I'm not putting anything else before Father God. That's just
right.
it. And if we can take our time, just taking our time, because as humans, we just want to belong to somebody. We just want to feel, you know, that somebody cares. We already belong to somebody. If you know who you are, then you would know who you are. But that
mm-hmm.
takes time. It takes meditation. It takes studying. It takes being good in your spirit woman. Because, you know, we got the physical man and the spirit man. The physical
yep.
man and the spirit man is fighting every day. You need to be
yep.
putting and developing more into your spirit man. See, we walking around with these little skinny Flavor Flav spirits. I got a big old precious spirit. She big. She just big and happy. You know, she Kelly Price big before Kelly lost all that weight. She just big. She's she's a big spirit. And, you know, and my I love helping people. That's always been my thing. You know,
oh
it's the being of service to other people, being of service. I am of service to people. I love to encourage women and help women. I love to help artists, to educate artists and business owners. I love to share my network. This is how I succeed. The secret to my success is because I share. You know, my family had told me growing up, they was like, Ebony, you know, you too easy to share. People going to run over you, and they going to take advantage of you and whatnot. And I had to tell them, anything that happened is happening in God's design. Nobody can ever take anything from me that God already has for me. Peep game. Don't ever think I'm being used because I gave you $5 and you wouldn't smoke it up. That didn't hurt me. It hurt you. That was $5 that I already had. I got $500 in the bank, so what's $500? What's $5? But paying attention to the signs of people and it takes time, and you don't have to ask 21 questions all the time. Sometimes you just need to sit back and watch their actions. My ex called me to wait and see deeper. This is his thing. He still called me that to this day. He called me to wait and see diva, because I feel like give the person the opportunity to show you who they are. They can't wear a mask for so long.
That's right.
People
That's
are
right.
wearing masks, and they live in
That's
double
right.
lives. But that mask is going to come off, and it's going to come off when they at their most comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just fall back. It'll happen.
That's right. It's the truth. Oh, my
it's
God. That's so true.
Take your time. That mask and all that makeup, all that stuff is going to come off. And all you got to do is sit back and be patient and watch. And that's when you're going to be able to see the real person that they are. And when you do see the real person, here we go. When you start to see the emotional makeup, when we start to see the outburst, the temper, the easily angered, the always depressed, the always down, the person who always talking about the negative, the person who always talking about things ain't going to change. This is who they are. They showing you who they are. But what we want to do, we want to try to be Jesus Jr., put our capes on, and try to save people.
Yeah.
You ain't the Messiah. Who are you? I had to tell that to myself that one time. You is not the Messiah. Why are you trying to save people? That's not what God called you to do. And even with this baby being killed, you know, a lot of relationships, people get lonely and they just want to have somebody. We got so many live-in boyfriends and girlfriends. It's ridiculous. Just and going through the motions. Just because you don't want to be alone, you're willing to allow this woman or this man to lie up in your house and lie up in your bed. And y'all don't have any type of real foundation. There's no brick, as I would say. There's no foundation. Y'all just putting bricks on top of dirt and wondering why it's sinking later. Now, I can only speak from experience. I done put some bricks on some dirt. Matter of fact, it was sinking sand. I was just more concerned about how I felt and what I wanted. And me. But in the end, I got exactly what I wanted. Some BS.
I don't know how that feels, Diva. I don't know how it feels to be. When I tell you I've been hurt so bad, I wanted to make myself be selfish and self-centered. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't even bring myself to do it. It's so crazy. But you know what, though? If it's anything that I can give everybody to take from today, talking to them, is this. Like Diva said, sit back and just watch. It is so helpful to be quiet and just observe things. It's so much. People can tell you so much by their body language and by the things that they say. It's so hard to keep a lie up. It's so hard. You constantly got to practice. Oh, you got to practice and rehearse it every day, all day. You have to, because lies require a enormous amount of detail. Enormous.
And energy.
And energy. And when you sit back, because see, people, all my girlfriends that I've had in the past, you know what they always tell me, Jesus? This is what they always say. you pay attention to stuff too much. Like, you read into things too much. You need to just let things flow. People that tell you that, ladies, let me say, if men that tell you that, if you have a man, and a man tells you, let me give you how the man talk. Hold on, let me get my man on.
Get your man on.
If you were asked, I'm going to get my man on. You asking me questions, like if people was to be like, I called you last night 3 times, and I text you twice. Why did it take you an hour to text me back? And this is what most men say. Man, I don't even know why you going hard on me like that. Like, see what's wrong? You always let your mind wander. He ain't even addressed the questions that you said. You know, say, you always let your mind wander like you don't trust me or something. Like, come on, this is what I be talking about. I'm telling you right now, there is nothing wrong with you ever questioning your man. It is nothing wrong with that. Real men know that women have their point in relationships where, yes, you guys require a lot of attention. Anytime that you guys don't get attention, I don't even want to say it's attention. Anytime that men break the cycle, when I say cycle, this is what I mean. If your man starts off telling you good morning,
wait, Grease, you broke up. We're going to get Grease back here in a few minutes. But he definitely about to drop a jewel on us. Y'all better get ready because Grease is about to drop a jewels on it. And my ear was tuned in. So we're going to wait for him to come back because he faded out, most likely because of signal. But I did want to drop this knowledge on you guys as far as when it comes to the kids. Pay attention to the kids, too, because the kids is going to tell you what's real for real. Like, the kids is going to tell you, and they're going to give you the signs that what you need to hear. Like, the kids is going to express it to you. Grease, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, go ahead, Grease.
Anytime that they break their cycle, it's nothing wrong with you asking questions. It's never nothing wrong with you asking questions because, like they used to tell you in school, it's never a wrong question. There never is a wrong question. If you ask your man, where were you at last night, he should have no problem saying, I was here. When you have nothing to hide, it's never a bad question. I can speak from experience. Never a bad question. But when you have something to hide, every question is incriminating, and you are always defensive, all the time.
Very defensive. Mm-hmm.
All the time. So, ladies, please be in tune with your third eye. Do not come down on yourself for asking questions. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you're doing too much, that you're being extra, because you're not being extra, because you guys are not dumb. You're not dumb. You know you're not dumb. So don't let him ever, 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 ever make you feel that way. And don't ever let him question yourself. Diva, I was inside of a triangle. I used to tell people, people go into triangles, Diva. And this is the triangle that I tell people, Diva. You put yourself at the top, okay? You are right there. The next corner is the guy that you love. You love him. But Diva, he don't love you like you love him. So then you go to the next point of the triangle where you have to make yourself think that he loves you the way that you want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
So who's really giving all the love out? You. You giving all the love. He ain't giving you nothing. Women, you are a flower, and you cannot have a beautiful garden with weeds. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it. And when I say this, I don't mean temporary fix either. Like, oh, let me go get some weed out.
We'd be gone.
You can't do that. You have to get down to the core.
Pull it at the root.
And be the gardener that you are and pull it at the root. That's what you have to do. That's what you got to do. And you also have to understand that you're going to meet bad apples. It happens. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
All of us ain't good. You might catch Grease on a bad day. Deepa might hit me up and be like, Grease, how you doing? And I'll be like, man, what's up? Like, what's up? And that ain't even how I talk to Deepa. I'm always like, Deepa, how you doing? I missed you. You've been good. Hi, Queen. What's going on? But sometimes you catch people on bad days. But everybody ain't going to be a good guy. Everybody is not going to be the perfect apple that you want. But that's why you have to be in tune with your third eye. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
You got to be in tune with yourself. You can't be, like you said, you're going to catch people on a bad day. Everybody, we don't always have good days, you know, and I think you got to overstand that right there. That's, I use the word overstand because when you overstand something, you have unlimited information. When you understand something, you have limited information. So, you know, you want to be able to look at this thing all of the full circle. You want to be able to look at it 360. Everybody is not going to be happy every day. I don't know a person that's happy every day at all. And especially the 21st century that we live in, people go through so many emotions. You can just look on Facebook. They go through 12 emotions in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Real talk. But if you in tune with yourself, and this is one thing that I learned when I was running my Mary Kay business. A lot of people don't reject you. A lot of people don't say no and reject you because of something that you did. It most likely is because of something that happened previous before you or before
mm-hmm.
you even got to them or talk. You know, it's not necessarily you, so you can't just blame yourself for wholeheartedly and full. You can't really take it personal. I'd rather get 1,000 no's to get that million yes. I'm looking for the million. I'm not really concerned too much about 1,000. I know I got to go through 1,000. You can tell me no all day. No to me only means, for Diva, it only means it's another way. You tell me no, I'll be like, okay, it's another way. There's another way to get this done. I'm very determined. I got a lot more time
mm-hmm.
left on this earth. You think I'm going to stop living because you told me no? Or because you lied? Or because you cheated? But they're paying attention to those that we have around our children. These are our seeds. Yes, I'm paying attention to you. Even with my babysitter, I went to, shout out to the Seahawks. They are the Super Bowl champions. Big shout out to them. And I live over here in Seattle, Washington. And I went to the Emerald Queen to watch the game. It was super turned up. But my babysitter, you know, she's an older woman, and she's a Southern Christian woman at that. She is from South Carolina, and, you know, her kids grown, and she's been a mother all her life, you know, and I chose her for a reason because a couple of characteristics that she had, first of all, because I knew her, second of all, because she go to church, third of all, she's an older woman, fourth of all, she loves babies. She's a mother figure, but I let her know that, you know, I want you to come over and watch my child, and I let her know I do have cameras set up in the house. So if you need anything and whatnot, contact me here. I let her know. And she had no problem with that. I do got cameras set up, and they visible, right? If I go, you know, upstairs, because I'm in the studio right now, but if I go upstairs, the cameras are visible in my house. It's one in my living room. It's one in the kitchen. It's one in the bathroom. It's one in the bedroom. It's one in my son's room. And it's one in the baby room. Just to let you know, and it's those cameras was put in primarily for the house, you know, with the alarm system. But it's to protect. Not only am I protecting my home, I'm protecting my kids.
Right.
So you know
right.
I'm watching you.
Of course.
I don't want to make it a secret or say, you know, because all it takes is a second for your child to be abused, physically and sexually abused.
Yeah.
All it takes is 1 second. A pedophile can look at your child and in a disgusting, nasty way, and your child has already been subjected to that.
And that's real.
Yeah, that's real. So you want to let people know. I don't want to catch you. You know what people do the most when they think ain't nobody looking. No, I want you to already know I'm watching you. I'm looking. She was like, okay, ain't no problem with it. I love this baby girl. He was like, it's good that you got this set up and whatnot. And she respected it. And we just kept skipping to the beat. She took well good care of my daughter. I was able to watch the game and watch her at the same time on my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was funny.
Let's take a music break. We're going to get into some Jess Phrase with God Love You. When we come back, we're going to get into this more than this. It's Girl Diva Ebony B. My special co-host, Gutter Greaves, is live in the building with us. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm Mega.
Jesus Christ is real, man. What's going on late nights at the corner store? Trying to stack green and silver and you can't feel the boy. God loves ya. God loves ya. God loves ya. God loves ya. What's going on real deep on the block? But your friends run away when the boys release shots.
He yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I'm back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Mommy Mob Show. The Mommy Mob Show each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the West, 4 p.m. on the East. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/@MommyMobs. That's twitter.com/@MommyMobs. And friend us on Facebook. Like our fan page. If you want to be a co-host on Mommy Mobs, all you got to do is go to our fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/MommyMob, and fill out the submission form there, and we will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I got Gutter Grease up in this thing, and as we come into a closing of the show, I want to give a big shout-out to my 1,000 family. Big shout-out to Slay Stone. Big shout-out to Gmo. Big shout-out to Chrome. Big shout-out to Truth the Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout-out to Tay Black. Big shout-out to DJ Mad Logic. Big shout-out to DJ Sway. Big shout-out to DJ Trey Boogie. Big shout-out to the whole family over there. Go over there and check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. We got a lot of great things for artists and business owners. Our whole motto is putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. This is the Indie Nation. We have no competition. Phenomenal radio, phenomenal staff, all the DJs we got on there, coast-to-coast DJs, nerve DJs, radio personalities, promoters, brand management. It's a one-stop shop over there for business owner and artists. So take advantage. Go to www.phenomradio.com. Again, it's www.phenomradio.com. And remember that Frontline Fridays is power and sponsored by phenomradio.com. Keep it 1,000. Man, I'm so big shout out to Jess Phrase. We just played this song with God Loves You. I love that song. It's full of energy. I love gospel rap. I love it. Even though they've been so long. It's dope.
It's dope.
It's official.
It's super dope.
It's so official. I wanted to talk to Lady 2 and give you guys some tips. I said at the top of the show that I was going to give you guys a couple of websites for those mothers who are trying to make an extra income. And after my research, I come up with a couple of websites, and it's four of them. The first one is iWakeUpPaid.com. iWakeUpPaid.com is definitely a great company to work with and to become an associate with, because you get so many discounts on everything that you're already paying for, your light bill, your phone bill, groceries, cleaning supplies, food, all of that stuff. You're already getting a discount with iWakeUpPaid.com, and you can share the opportunities with others and be able to get a percentage off of your team members. So iWakeUpPaid.com is one of them that you ladies want to look at. And another one is Mary Kay. Believe it or not, www.MaryKay.com. I know you see them ladies running around with those pink Cadillacs. They even got pink Escalades. But the reason why I say Mary Kay is because I've already been a sales associate and a director with Mary Kay. That's something that I can tap into, you know, still, now that I've had my baby. It's very easy. You get 50% of the commission of everything that you make. You order wholesale, and you'll be able to get wonderful gifts and prizes. They always sending you gifts, so you ain't got to worry about nobody getting you up a Valentine's Day because you're gifting yourself. You give yourself all year just by sharing the opportunity with another woman, and you get to have these great little diva parties, these little facial parties, and you run your business. You wake up, you clock in when you want to, you clock out when you want to. You run your business. It's very flexible for mothers, stay-at-home mothers, mothers who work and mothers. This is a great opportunity. So make sure you check out MaryKay.com. Again, that's MaryKay.com. I know a lot of y'all are like, well, I don't sell stuff. It's really not about selling because the product is so good now that it sells itself. Mary Kay is used everywhere. Even Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys used Mary Kay. She loves the tinted moisturizer. I love the 3-in-1 cleanser, the 3-in-1 cleanser and the moisturizers. And then you get to take advantage of all those good products and keeping your skin healthy and keeping your makeup popping. So check out MaryKay.com is another one. Now, there's two other ones that I want to use now. I want to give you ladies now and that I looked into. The Rush cards. A lot of people need debit and credit cards or account now. The referral program is actually, I use this referral program. I refer the Rush cards and the account now link to people, and that actually pays my cable bill every month, just referring. I get a $25 referral fee for referring people to sign up and get debit cards and get debit cards without any, like, hassles or fees, and you don't have to go through the bank. Because sometimes when people want to get a bank account, sometimes people can't get an account because they probably have bad credit or, you know, they had an account with another bank that wasn't satisfied. I know Bank of America had that issue. They were charging people a monthly fee, calling it a maintenance fee to keep the money in the bank. You charging me, I can see an annual, which you shouldn't be charging me nothing to keep my money in the bank. But this is the way that the banks do it. But a lot of people left Bank of America because of the extensive monthly fees, a.k.a. maintenance fees, and also the fees that they were getting at ATMs, a $5 ATM fee when you don't use the ATMs. That's pimping. That's pimping all day. So, you know, ladies, you want to take advantage of that. You are a full-time mom, a working mom, a stay-at-home mom. Check out iWakeUpPay.com. Check out MaryKay.com. And also look into this referral program for, like, Account Now, Rush Card, Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile, your phone service. If you refer somebody to sign up with Boost Mobile and they want to, because people change their minds to get phones, different phones and services every week. There's no loyalty left anymore. People are not loyal anymore because of all the options, especially when it comes to phone and entertainment and service. And that may be the cause of why people are not loyal in relationships anymore. I'm still a loyal person. I know there's still loyal people out there. But you can make money off of referring people from the phone service that you got to sign up, and they have a promotional code that they use when they sign up that will get you either cash in your account, cash in your pocket, or credit to your bill. Either way, you're getting paid. So you guys, make sure you check that out. Step your game up, ladies. There's more resources to come. If you want to find out more resources and who I'm working with and get more information, just check out my blog, www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com.
All right. Yeah!
I love that. I'm the happiest woman alive, I swear. I'm the happiest woman alive. Big shout out to my brother. My brother just touched down. He touched home after being gone away for 5 years. I'm so excited that you are home.
Oh, congratulations.
And I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait until next month, until the first month of March. Me and Little Queen is taking a flight, and we are going over there, thank you, God, to see my brother, and not only that, to hire him to my company. Ladies, and wouldn't that be wonderful if you can hire your family members? I am so excited to take my brother this application. I'm going to be hiring him. He will be working with me at Diva Spot ENT on Diva Spot Radio, so y'all stay tuned for Mr. Brenton. Y'all going to love him. Wait till y'all get a load of him. Breeze, I want to thank you for coming through. I want to thank you for coming through to the show and sharing and whatnot. I want you to let everybody know how to get in contact with you and how to network with you and where to follow you at and friend you at as well.
Sure, Facebook. I'm gonna make it even easier for you guys. I was blessed enough to have chosen a name that really easy to find. You can actually go on Google and type in G-R-E-Z-E. You might even want to add the gutter on it if you want to, and it's going to show you everything about me. I'm going to pop up pictures and all, because God was good last year, and we did a lot of work and moved us up on the Google chain. So, if you don't want to do that, Instagram is G-R-E-Z-E. Twitter, it's G-R-E-Z-E. Facebook, it's G-R-E-Z-E. It's pretty easy for you to find me on anything. It's G-R-E-Z-E. Matter of fact, if you even have a question and if it's an emergency and you want to hit my line, you can actually push star, G-R-E-Z-E, and it'll call my phone. So it's just like, that, you know, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. You can go on your cell phone, you can push star, G-R-E-Z-E, and hit send, and it'll call my phone.
I'm
going to
do that.
You can do that. So, it's real easy to get in contact with me. Yeah, it's real easy, man. I love to talk to people. I have a listening ear. So, anytime you guys want to hit me up, anytime you want to email me, my email is moore605@gmail.com. You guys can email me, whatever. You know, same thing for you too, G-R-E-Z-E. So, y'all family.
That's definitely tough. You want to give some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, man, yeah. Shout-out to Diva and all the Divas for having me today. Shout-out to Slate Stone. Them my people. When Diva was naming everybody, she kind of blew my acceptance speech right out the water because I want to name everybody. So, everybody that Diva named, man. Everybody Diva named, man. And shout out to all of them. Shout out to my managers, John DeLynn, Crosby, DJ3, to my Wichita, Kansas fam. Shout out to Sway. Shout out to the Core DJs. Shout out to the Dirty DJs and the Lou. Everybody that's a Green Gutter fan that's been hanging in there with me the whole time, and all my future fans as well. My future family, as I like to call them. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Y'all be blessed today, man. Be safe. All my St. Louis fans, be safe. We got all this snow that we getting today. So y'all be all right. Be safe out there.
That's definitely what's up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you catch me on Friday. This coming Friday, we're going to have the legend, Cocaine. West Coast legend, Cocaine, will be live in the building. We'll be interviewed, showcasing his music. We will be on the spot, on the grind with him. So you guys, make sure you tune in this Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I'm going to get out of here with this hot track called All Right, and it's by Kohler featuring Mr. Fab and Clyde Carson.
All right, all right, all right. 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 All right.
Yeah, the realpolar.com. Everything we doing it on our own. Yeah, I don't need no label. I'm just trying to hook up the hood like free cable. Yeah, arachnophobia. All these rappers rapping, but rapping the wrong formula. Everything we doing be slapping and plus it go-go. Stop stealing my cuz mojo. Your flow is watered down and it need to be souped up. Only time a nigga slow is when purple up in my cup. Not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but them banks, I fill them up. And I'm networking and grinding, I never will give it up. The most slept on, talked about, and the most hated. Straight from the land where the sideshow originated. Stop! How you tryna do hyphy again and you didn't get the rapper who started and invented the trend?
That ain't
story, no bluffing. Ratchet ain't shit without Fabby Ruffin. feel to be me. All I say to every ratchet that sold the hype fee. IV, IV, we mobbing, we so deep. I'm rolling with no sleep, I'm rolling with four freaks. I go, yo, no radio. Niggas still making slaps that kill up the whole flow. It's crazy how when I did it, they said it was just a gimmick. Now the whole world stole the sound that I invented. Threw the scissor away, picked up the molly. But without me, no party. Cause I rock the party, I rock the party. Make everybody get stupid and get nice. Yep, nigga, that shit slapping. I'm still hypey, nigga, I ain't rapping.
Ain't no rap.
Young Clyde Carson, check me out. Hey, light switch, light switch. Go deep till I hit a high pitch. Hey, scream, baby, let them know you're my chick. Locked up, yeah, she got that tight grip. I turn on when the clock strike midnight. She got a swag that most men like. Molly edition, might entice. A tennis shoe pimp, no pinstripes. Hey, 100 on a ballet, pull up stunt. VVS stones laying on my stomach. We don't know nothing, nigga, we know money. Dope man, he my homie. I was off, but now I'm on. I was lost, but now I'm found. She feeling awesome. One down, finna pop. Turn her around, alright.